In life, we don't always know exactly what we want. Sometimes we're not even sure which direction we want to go. So when we read something about creating our life by, let's say, visualizing, thinking about it, pretending that it already exists, sending love, whatever method, we have to have something in our minds where we want to end up, and then keep it there in our minds as if we're there already. But if we don't really know for sure what we want, or if we're a little bit confused, then what? I've been there many times. A lot of times I stay exactly in a sense where I am. My life does improve on a day-to-day basis, month to month, year to year, but I don't always move ahead because I'm not exactly sure what I want next, or what part of my life I want to expand, or what part of my life I want to change, or what new things I may want to experience. So it's a process of searching. But through all that, we know there is something that we do want, and that is to always feel better. A continuous improvement in our lives and knowing that it improves. Now, we don't always know also what we want to feel, how we want to feel about life. Because if we don't fully know exactly what we want and what to create, then it's hard to really say what we want to feel. Because the two really come together. The physical part is really brings us a feeling. Once we have that feeling and understand it, the creating of it becomes fairly quick. But in the meantime, we don't always know what we want to feel, how we want to feel. And this is where the book, A Weekend with a Drunken Leprechaun, comes in. It's a small book, but with a very powerful message. And that message is that we don't always know exactly what we want. Sometimes we come to a point and we go, well, I don't know what needs to change. Do I need to change where I live? What I do for a living? What needs to change? We don't know. But there is a part that we have to keep with us at all times. And it was put into a very simple phrase, everything clicks for me. These little phrases are so important to maintain them on a daily basis and to think them on a daily basis. One of my main thoughts like that, as an example, is everything does click for me and I'm extremely lucky. This, I'm extremely lucky, doesn't represent anything really specific in life. It just means that things will click for me. I'm very lucky. No matter if something bad happens, I am so lucky that it turns out good. And life is filled with all kinds of experiences. And no matter what you do in life, bad things will happen. Negative things will happen, or they will seem like negative things, but they can always have a good outcome. And I'll give you an example. Yesterday, Flash, our new puppy, he was playing on the deck of the boat, the front of the deck, it's quite large, and he was running around. It's the first rain that he had seen. So he brought out a lot of his toys and he was playing around, throwing them around in the rain, running back and forth and sliding on the deck. Now we've secured the deck fairly good so he can't get off or fall off, and at least we thought we had. After watching him play for about 20 minutes, and he didn't seem like he was losing any energy or wanting to settle down, I started to play my computer game. Now I can see most of the deck from my office, but once I start playing my game, I'm immersed in it. Battlefield 1942. I have a headset on, so I can't hear anything but the battle. And I turn it quite loud because I love the sounds of tank tracks or gunfire explosions. And I'll just go off to the side here for a second, just to show you just how powerful our thoughts and our mind really is. In the game, if you're sitting behind a little bush, there's no place else to hide. The bush is just very tiny, it's not even big enough to hide behind, and all of a sudden you hear these tank tracks coming your direction. There's no place to go. There's nothing you can do. You can't outrun the tank. They will see you if you try, and they'll shoot you. There's nothing like that feeling of fear and knowing there's nothing you can do but at that moment work on making yourself invisible. Making yourself invisible is not that hard. It's a trick I learned when I was a kid, long, long time ago. But this is a computer game. Do you think you can do it inside a computer game? Something that has been programmed and is run by a computer would seem impossible. But the mind and the thoughts and our ability to create can transcend anything that exists in the universe. And even in a game, using the same techniques you use in life, you can make yourself invisible. And that tank and the guy that's driving the tank over the internet on another computer in another part of the world will drive right by me and not see me. That's a fascinating thing. And you can do it over and over again. Same technique as you would use in life. That's how powerful the mind is. So let's switch back to what I was originally talking about. Flash, he's on the deck. Somewhere along the line, he managed to run, jump, and slide, and fall off the boat. I was playing my game. I'm totally focused in my game. You can come and knock on the door, knock on the windows, ring the bell. I won't hear anything. Anyway, he fell off the boat, in between the boat and the dock. There's no one out there because it's pouring rain. And he's stuck. In a short time, he would drown. I heard something in the game, a weird noise. That made me think of Flash. Where is he? I kind of turned to see and I don't see him. Normally I would just keep playing because he can go inside the boat. Now there is a small doggy door that he fits into so he can go to the back and go in his basket and sleep or eat or drink or whatever he wants. So he can go anywhere he wants in the boat. So just because I don't see him on the deck isn't really any reason to worry. But I knew something was wrong. There was an instinct in me. And you see, I'm extremely lucky. Things click for me. This is what I tell myself on a day-to-day basis. I have been since I wrote that book. Since I got that message, I've been doing that on a steady basis. Every day. It's an everyday thing. You don't do it for a while and then quit. I mean, if you're just going to do something for a couple of weeks and then quit, there's no point even starting. Do something and stay with it. So my instincts kicked in. I put down my headphones. I looked, didn't see him. I opened the door. Instead of going to the back to see if he was in the back, I opened the door. And directly underneath the door, he was swimming along in between, stuck in between the boat and the dock. When I could see him as plain as day, I jumped out, reached in, picked him up, brought him back on the boat. Of course, from there on in, I sealed off everything that he could possibly slip out of. I went in and bought some lattice work, tied that into places, brought it right down. I mean, right now it's so tight that even a mouse can't get out, just to make absolutely sure. Now, you would think that nothing bad like this could happen in life if you're sending love or radiating love and stuff, but this is life. This is the way this life is designed. But if you put yourself in a place where everything clicks for you, and you are extremely lucky, then these things unfold in positive ways. This became a positive experience for Flash. Because he's more careful now what he does. He has more respect for the boat and the other boats that we are on. It also shows me the strength of what I say to myself every day, how lucky I am. Now, this is just one example. Well, there's actually, this week, there's about 6 examples I could go through, just how lucky I am, how everything clicks for me. And this is from a person who years back, let me tell you, everything I touched turned to shit. I think I was probably the most unlucky person. And I changed it around by changing my thoughts around, forcefully repeating this to myself. When I started repeating it to myself, I didn't believe it. Of course I didn't believe it. Your mind tells you, look, you're full of shit. All the evidence is in contrary to what you're trying to say. That's fine. You just continue on. At some point, your mind will start to agree with you and start to repeat the same thing. And pretty soon it'll start to bring up evidence. Oh yeah, you know what? I remember a time when you were lucky. Maybe you are lucky. And it continues on. And that's the message. We don't always know what we want. Exactly. Do we want a new car, a new boat, a new house? What kind of house do we want? What kind of apartment do we want? Do we want to live in a city, in the center, on the edge, halfways, in the country? How far in the country? Sometimes all this stuff can become confusing. Then stay with one thing. Everything clicks for you. You're extremely lucky. Everything clicks for you. You see, what that does, it continues to send out a message into the universe that everything clicks. And the universe responds to you by continuously giving things to you. So you end up receiving things you didn't even realize you wanted, but now once you got them, you realize, yeah, this is pretty good. Wow, I didn't know I wanted this. See, because everything clicks for you and the universe will respond in kind to that. And if you're lucky, if you tell yourself you're lucky and you're lucky, the universe will respond to that. So even though you don't know what direction to go, the universe continues to give to you. And being lucky and everything clicks for you means that the universe will bring you opportunities to make good choices. Here are 3 things you could choose that you might find extremely enjoyable. Start thinking about them and we can bring them to you. All that stuff will be brought to you by a simple feeling. A feeling that everything clicks for you. So go back, read that little tiny book again. And think about the message it's actually bringing to you. I know it's a small book, but the message in it is extremely powerful. And it will take care of you, guide you, and nourish you the rest of your life. That one little message, that one little saying, everything clicks for you. Because you see, everything will then click for you. Even if you're not sure what kind of new job you want, it will click for you. In other words, it'll just click into place without you even fully knowing what it is yet. It will click into place. You may want to live in a new place. You don't know for sure yet what you want. You're confused. Do I want this or do I want this? Which one would bring me more joy? Well, I do know everything clicks for me and I'm extremely lucky. And next thing you know, you're receiving an offer. And you look at this offer and you can say yes or no and you go, holy mackerel, I'm extremely lucky. This is one heck of an offer. I think this is exactly what I want. And I'm going to jump at it for now, till I know what the next thing that I want. But I do know in the meantime, I'm extremely lucky. Everything clicks for me. Despite not knowing exactly how I always want to feel, exactly what the next great feeling experience is that I want, I do know what I really like feeling. That I'm extremely lucky and that everything clicks for me. See, that's a feeling. It starts out as words. It starts out almost as a lie when you start saying it to yourself. But then it becomes more and more real and it turns into a feeling. And once you capture that feeling, you strengthen it. And it continues to get stronger, not day by day, week by week, but even year by year. It's been several years since I wrote that book, and the feeling still increases. Every year I can see how it increased, because every year the experience becomes stronger. Every year I believe even more in it. And so the experience becomes even stronger and the feeling and the strength of the feeling increases. Everything clicks for me. So I don't have to worry about anything, really. If that's all I concern myself with, then that is exactly what would happen. So everything would click for me. Yesterday, before this little thing with Flash happened, we went to a store and we were going to buy two seats for our boat, for our speedboat, two new seats, matching seats. Anyway, while we were at that store, we ended up with two different seats. Seats that cost three times as much, each one of them. And I didn't want to spend quite that much money on the boat because, the boat's not that expensive and I just felt like it was out of balance. Anyway. But in looking at the seats and the guy that was there, he says, look, I'll give you these two seats here that were normally $170 a piece. I'll give them to you at the same price these other ones that you were going to buy at $59. We said, both these? Yeah. Plus, I'll throw in the bolts to attach them and some other stuff. How could we say no? Everything clicks for us. We are so extremely lucky. You see, if another guy would have been there, we wouldn't have got that deal. We got that deal from that one person. We're extremely lucky. Everything clicks for us. So we don't have to know everything. That's what we need to know. Everything clicks for us. Everything always clicks for us. We're extremely lucky. That's the one thing I know for sure. No matter what happens in life, no matter what comes, everything clicks for me. I'm extremely lucky. Think about this message. You need to know nothing else about life. You don't ever need to meditate, radiate love, do anything else but have that so much in your head that that is your most defining thought about you. So if somebody ran up to you and said, what are you? I'm extremely lucky, I tell you, that's what I am. Everything clicks for me. That's the first thing that comes to your mind. Who and what are you? Well, I'm extremely lucky. Everything clicks for me. Thank you very much.